Carla, could you call 661, please?
661, amend code to allow Green Street stewards to remove sediment from and plant vegetation in public Green Street facilities and to discourage removal of dead plantings.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. The streets of Portland are now filled with small green spaces, which we call Green Street facilities, including bioswales, planters, and rain gardens that store and absorb rain or stormwater that runs off our streets. Green streets are an economical and beautiful addition to our city. They keep stormwater out of the public sewer system, reduce the need for more pipes, save ratepayers money, while also greening our neighborhoods and reducing heat island impacts. We're fortunate to have nearly 2,000 Green Street facilities in our city. While the Bureau of Environmental Services is responsible for maintaining green streets, the Green Street Stewards Program offers Portlanders the opportunity to volunteer and keep our green streets working effectively and looking good. Currently, we have over 150 stewards helping to maintain 360 facilities. Based on the feedback we've received from the community, including our stewards, we're proposing today three small code changes, which will remove some barriers and broaden the range of activities that Green Street stewards can engage in. With the code changes, we are reintroducing the program and encouraging more people to sign up. Now I'd like to introduce Amy Chomowitz and Svetlana Pell from the BES Green Street Stewards Program to give us a brief presentation on the program and the proposed changes. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Oh, by the way, I should say that we do have a letter. Mike Houck has submitted a letter on behalf of the Urban Green Spaces Institute in support of this application.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm Amy Chomowitz, and as Commissioner Fish said, I'm Program Manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services. And first, I want to thank you for allowing us time on your agenda. We know you're busy with many things, and we do appreciate your time. I'm going to provide some background on Green Street facilities and the ordinance with the code changes. Svetlana is going to talk about the Green Street Stewards Program, and we have some invited public comment as well. So just some background. Green streets are bioswales or even street gardens, as some people call them, manage stormwater runoff from paved surfaces such as streets and sidewalks, and they do this sustainably. So green streets, they collect runoff and infiltrate it into the ground, and they provide many benefits for the community and for the city. They add vegetation to our neighborhoods, which is good for human health and good for watershed health. They reduce pollution reaching the Willamette River and our smaller streams. And they are part of the city's efforts to control combined sewer overflows. And the way they do this is by reducing the amount of water or runoff that enters into our pipe system. And by doing that, they preserve capacity of our pipe system. And this can also help save ratepayer dollars. Just one example of saving ratepayer dollars is the Tabor to River program. And this project entailed replacing aging and undersized pipes. And we could have used a completely gray system or gray solution to resolve these issues, but instead we combined gray with green streets. And in doing so, we saved ratepayers $63 million.
Sorry, what's a gray solution?
Oh, that's a pipe solution. So pipes under the ground, laterals, things like that.
Okay, thank you.
Pipes and pumps, things like that. Sorry. So as Commissioner Fish mentioned, we have about 2,000 Green Street facilities in the city right now. By 2025, we expect to have about 2,300 facilities. And with so many green streets, we recognize that there's a growing maintenance responsibility for the Bureau. And the Green Street Stewards Program helps us engage the community in helping us to maintain these facilities. So what we're here today to ask you is to consider changes to the code that will allow greater flexibility for our stewards. And the first change will allow stewards to remove sediment from the facilities.
I'm sorry, there is a slide missing. In your packet, you have our PowerPoint presentation, and there is a slide with the proposed code changes in it. Sorry about that.
And how would people remove the sediment, and what would they do with it?
Thanks, good question. So first, sediment collects in facilities in relatively small amounts, and this is what we want the facilities to do. because it keeps that sediment then from going into our rivers and streams. So it's very simple. They could take a small shovel or a trowel, scoop it up, wearing gloves, and put it in a plastic bag and dispose of it in just the regular garbage.
So it goes in the trash, it doesn't go in the compost or anything?
It doesn't go into the compost, no. Also, I'll just mention that Svetlana is the Green Street Stewards Coordinator. She provides one-on-one training for stewards, and so handling sediment is one of the things that she would talk about, and of course, adopting safe practices. The second change will allow stewards to plant additional vegetation in facilities that they adopt. And the third change is a little bit different. It actually removes language that currently allows volunteers to remove vegetation that appears dead. So sometimes vegetation can appear dead when it's really dormant. So we'll leave that to our professional maintenance crews to manage those plants. So these changes are small, but they're important, and we're using the code changes as an opportunity to reintroduce the Green Street Stewards program to the community. So now Svetlana is going to tell you more about the program.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you this morning. This is the correct slide now that you see. The goal of the Green Street Steward program is to engage the residents, business owners, and nonprofit organizations in the care of Green Street facilities. By being involved, our stewards will develop a sense of ownership of the green infrastructure and understanding of what the green streets are doing for the stormwater management, watershed health, and livability in their neighborhoods. Engaging community in stewardship activity has a potential to decrease the amount of time that bureau crew need to visit individual facility. And these are some of the examples of resources that we provide to our stewards. As a volunteer, I'm not sure what's going on, but every single slide is not present correctly.
But the packets. Packets
correct. As a volunteer coordinator, my job is to educate the public about green infrastructure and encourage their participation in the Green Street Steward program. I do this through tabling at different events throughout Portland, taking community to the bike or walking tours of green infrastructure, and organizing cleanup events. As volunteers, the Green Street Stewards are helping the city by performing simple activities that include removing trash and debris from inlets to preserve the capacity for the facility, weeding and watering in the summer. With the code changes, volunteers will also be able to remove the sediment and add additional plants. I would like to emphasize that idea for these code changes came from current stewards. An adoption of these changes would open additional opportunities for the community to engage in stewardship and develop a sense of ownership for the facility they adopt. As I mentioned, the Green Street Steward Program building relationships with nonprofits and business owners and residents. And here's the example of the cleanup event we had with a partnership from the Surfrider Foundation and the Widmer Brother Brewery, where in 2 hours we collected 75 gallons of trash and 2 gallons of cigarette butts. We also found that free beer and snacks after the cleanup provide the opportunity for us to meet new stewards and have fun. Currently, we have 150 volunteers looking after 360 facilities. As Amy mentioned, we are expecting the number of green streets to continue increase, so we need to promote the program and feel that the code changes can do that for us. This pilot project is the example of how we would use the code changes and work with the community to enhance this type of green streets. We call them grassy swales. This particular project was done in collaboration with the Greenlands, a nonprofit in Lentz neighborhood. Greenlands worked with the community to find out if people will be interested in working with the city, and in the end, we were able successfully to enhance 3 facilities by replacing grass with pollinator-friendly vegetation and at the same time provide better-looking green streets in Lentz neighborhood. And for the future, with these code changes, we can reintroduce the program in a way that we know will attract more community members. We will do this using social media campaign by creating partnerships with businesses and individuals by focusing in East Portland. Now I would like to provide you with testimony for the program. We have enclosed two letters of testimony in your packet, one from Mike Hauck, the Executive Director of Urban Green Spaces Institute, and the other one from Julia Person, Sustainability Manager at Widmer Brother Brewery. And in the interest of time, I will read the shorter one. Testimony to the Council, City of Portland. Widmer Brother Brewing supports the Green Street Steward Program. As one of the longest-running and largest brewery in the region, we are committed to support our local communities and the environment through our sustainability efforts. With the help of the Green Street Steward Program, we have become caretakers of 7 Green Street facilities in our neighborhood and are filtering pollutants from stormwater to protect the watershed that is critical to making great beer in Portland. Our employees volunteer their time for cleanup events, and we have partnered with our community organizations, such as Portland Surf Rider Chapter. Widmer Brother Brewing would love to see the important Green Street Steward Program continue to be funded and grow. Thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony. Please reach out with any questions. Julia Person, Sustainability Manager at the Widmer Brewery.
Any questions for us?
Okay. Now I would like to invite Linda Nedakoven, Sydney Mead, and Ian Canelli to provide their testimonies for our program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning. My name is Ian Canelli. I'm a volunteer with the Portland chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation. It's an international nonprofit, and we care about water quality. We do a lot of beach cleanups. We do cleanups upstream here in Portland on the Columbia River. We also go out to the coast. And one of our best partners that we've had since 2011 has been BES and the Green Street Stewards Program. We oftentimes try to lure volunteers with commitments that aren't too heavy or time intensive, and Green Streets has been one of the best that we have for bringing in new volunteers. So once a month we get together. We start at my house the first Tuesday of the month, and we pick up trash and clean out bioswales on Northeast Alberta Avenue. It's a really great way to meet people, and we've really seen an incredible effect by doing this in the same place over and over again. Northeast Alberta, or at least our little stretch of it, is a lot cleaner. BES has just been a really incredible partner with the Surf Rider Foundation. Svetlana specifically has outfitted us with these very snazzy vests, as you can see here. And one of our bigger incentives is that everyone gets this awesome grabber to help pick up trash, which is a lot of fun. And I also wanted to talk quickly about some of the cool partnerships we've had with local breweries. They mentioned one with the Widmer Brothers. Tomorrow we actually have an event at 5:30 p.m. with Alameda Brewing. So we'll be picking up trash on Northeast Fremont Avenue. And all of you are welcome. I believe you'll find this flyer in the packet. Actually, anyone here is welcome to come. It's a free event. They'll have free refreshments and food afterwards. So once again, I just really wanted to say what an amazing partnership this has been, and I really hope it continues on into the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commission members. Thanks for the opportunity to speak in support of this excellent program. My name is Linda Nedakoven. I live in the Hosford-Abernathy neighborhood, and I'm a founding member of the Division Vision Coalition, which began working to transform Southeast Division way back in 2001, trying to make it a green Main Street. And I'm here today, again, to support the ongoing efforts in this direction. We began advocating for bioswales and other green features before they were trendy, or most people had even heard of them, aside from city staff and other visionaries here in Portland. And we even worked with BES to provide to prepare a self-guided walking tour of the bioswales in the neighborhood when they were sort of popping up early days. We're obviously, as Amy's pointed out, very aware of the functions that the bioswales offer our neighborhoods. The ones that especially we wanted to comment on today are their potential to educate people as to why we have bioswales, what these features are about. And that speaks to the need for signage. I've been thinking Burma-shaped signs. I know we have some official approved signage that already exists, but we're hoping that we can, again, spur creative thinking for more of that in the future. The other is the issue of adding attractive plantings to a Main Street environment or any neighborhood environment for that matter. And so since I'm close to division, we're looking ahead to see what we can expect from the Green Stewardship Program in the future. We're finding ourselves without adequate maintenance of our bioswales at the moment, partly due to some contracting issues and other challenges in their installation. But the fact that the bioswales aren't attractive means that they not only don't contribute to livability, they actually undermine it. And so I really want to stress the need for adequate resources for this program. It's really important. It really makes all the difference in terms of, I think, the community's acceptance of other green features going forward. We want to make, you know, demonstrate how what an amenity they can be. So as I mentioned, we're looking forward to the continuation of the written materials for potential volunteers, some new signage for our bioswales, and then the option that we're excited about of having the stewards have some opportunity to choose some additional plants, you know, carefully in keeping with a plant list or other guidelines that the Bureau has put in place. But that, again, contributes to that ownership feeling that this is my bioswale, and not only am I keeping it clean and working, but also I have a little bit of say in terms of some additional plants that could be planted there. I think Sydney's going to cover the role that the Business Association is going to play in the future as this partnership continues on Division Street.
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Sydney Mead. I'm with Habitat Property Management and a board member for the Division Clinton Business Association. And in the last couple years, we've actually had a great opportunity to partner with Sylvania and the folks from Surfrider and even Solve together on cleanup programs in our street and in the bioswales. We're very supportive of the transformation that's happened on Division Street, and part of that transformation and the vibrancy that we're seeing for our little Main Street on in Division has been around the trees and the plantings and the bioswales. I think when you visualize a vibrant retail and business core, what you're visualizing is something that is well-maintained, has plants, and has a vibrant community. And I think that these bioswales actually have the ability to do that. We've had a lot of challenges with them. Again, as Linda alluded to, there are some issues with the contracting. But we are hopeful that with the correct resources, we can maybe correct some of the plantings and get some of the dead vegetation out of there, and then have the type of bioswale that can be a real asset for the city and for the program moving forward. What I would encourage, what I've really seen is with the cleanups and trash pickups, there's a real sense of community. People enjoy getting out and having a say and being involved in their community. But there is also a sense of frustration that there are not enough resources to care for these bioswales. And I would just encourage, if a stormwater facility or a factory had been built, there would be maintenance funds for it. So I would make sure that this program, even though it's not a physical warehouse or plant, it has adequate maintenance dollars to make sure that it's successful.
Let me just say, if I can, to both you and to Linda, having worked with both of you over a long period of time on the Division Street reconstruction, and it was a fantastic collaboration between the Neighborhood Association, the Business Association, PBOT, BES, and others. I'm chagrined to hear about the frustrations you felt with some of the bioswales, because they were a controversial component of the overall design. So you have my commitment. We'll take a close look at how we can get in front of those problems, because we did make a commitment that they would be operational and functioning. And so we'll figure out what the problem is and get back to you. But I appreciate you sharing those concerns.
And just from our side, the part-time staff member for the Division Clinton Business Association has already, you know, pledged that she's willing to carry the word on her appointed rounds on the street. She's also a building manager, so she knows the other building managers there and is hoping, again, to be able to reach out to residents so that we've got an extra big pool of people to draw from for potential stewards. So we're optimistic and looking forward to
I may even ride my bike up Division over the weekend just to get a closer look. But thank you. We'll get back to you with a solution, and I really appreciate your testimony.
Thank you.
Are there other invited panel members?
That's it, Mayor.
Very good. So, folks, we had a busy agenda to start with. We've had 10 items pulled off the consent agenda, so I'm going to ask people to keep testimony within 2 minutes. That's the same amount granted by the legislature. I won't be crazy about it, but if we can just keep be as concise as possible. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Star Stoffer.
Come on up.
She's right outside.
Here she is.
Star, you're up.
Good time.
Wow, that was really good timing. Star Stoffer, one of the things that I'm all for green streets. I mean, obviously, one of the things that makes Portland great is its green streets. But, again, where's the representation from the communities of color in this initiative? Why is it just, I mean, do you think black people don't like clean streets? That maybe they don't have some kind of an input here? Why have they not been invited to the table on this? Why in that picture of their little beer party was there one black person? That means they're not going out into these communities and offering them the key to activation, which, again, white people are the gatekeepers. They got to wait for them to go to the neighborhoods and offer them a key to be activated and get involved in this. But they don't invite them. But they come up here and they ask for money and they say they care about community, white communities. That's crap. Where the hell is the representation of people of color in their supposed green and wonderful organization? Every single week, it's another group after another group after another group coming up here. They're white, asking for money. And they say they care about communities, yet I never see people of color represented. Shame on you. Why don't you get yourselves out there and activate in communities where there's people of color? Clean their, help give them some money to make their neighborhoods cleaner and safer and more livable for their children so that they have a chance to thrive, survive, and be healthy.
Or be included.
Be included. That's why I hate the word diversity and inclusion. Because they're the ones, you're the ones with your white faces, their white faces. Yes, I know I'm white for all the people that feel the need to point that out. No kidding. Why do you think I call out other white people? Telling people of color, here, we're going to invite you. That should be a foregone conclusion. This is shameful. You don't care about community. You care about white people.
There you have it. Thank you. Are there any further comments or questions from the city council? Hearing none, this is the non-emergency reading of a first ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item.